What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome in, everybody. Brendan Gaughan in studio with you. The fabulous VSiN studio, South Point Hotel, Casino Spa, Las Vegas. Mr. Jeff Motley will be joining us shortly. As we all know, technology. You got a 45-year-old and a 50-year-old trying to do technology. Sometimes we, and I gave Jeff's age out, so sometimes we're not the greatest in the world at it. But we, when we get Jeff, we will jump into him. Mr. Motley is on location somewhere in this great wide world of us. And Mr. Motley, I believe we got you now, my friend.
Dylan, up here in Sonoma, away from home right now.
You're there all the time, man. You live in Sonoma. It seems like as much as you are out here in Vegas with us.
Well, it's because I work for both racetracks now.
That's right. I forgot about that. SMI has you. You are a utility now all over the place, Mr. Motley.
Yeah, something like that. I've even got to get a trip to Austin coming up in a couple of weeks too.
Ah, there we go. Now that could be fun. I kind of like the sound of that one. But you know, I would be remiss if we did not start and Karina, God bless her. We are going to fire her very soon now because they have gone from the trunk to the front. But we would be remiss if we did not say that. Birthday boy Bush wins Bushy McBush race 400 on his birthday. Bush.
And did not celebrate with Bush beer. He celebrated with cerveza.
And Victor Lane, he had a Bush beer. I don't know. I guess, would you say that his brother Bush celebrated without Bush beer at the airport or something?
Yeah. They did something. He had a mariachi band for his birthday and Cinco de Mayo all rolled into one.
Hey, listen, we joked last week about birthday boy Bush wins Bushy McBush race. That's what's on the VSiN screen right now, which is Bush backers boast big win at Bushy McBush race. We do have
You know, that's the only reason why Karina and her pit crew picked Bush was because she wanted Bush to win the Bushy McBush race.
Now, listen, hold on. We did say that Kyle Busch was running the truck race, and I said when he runs the truck race, he normally does better on Sunday. So I'm not saying that we called it, but we did kind of call it.
Yes, we did. Yep. No, you're right. You're right. We did say that was certainly going to help. Because he's been the guy that's complained about not having practice.
He's the guy that seems to have affected the most. So that was kind of a big deal there. But I just want to be able to say Bush wins Bushy McBush, and it's that was fantastic. Bush beer got more out of the awful name of the race than they've gotten sponsoring Kevin Harvick and the Bush car in years.
Well, most people may have thought it was named for Kyle Busch after he won the race.
That was good. Before we start talking odds, Jeff, let's talk real quick. Big news in NASCAR. They unveiled the new next-gen car that's coming out, next year to race. I got to tell you, it looks pretty. I will say I do really, really like the look of this new car. You know, do you know any more about it than I mean, I've done some studying on it, but I like the look of it. Forget, we're all about looks. I mean, we got to start with the look, and they are pretty looking cars.
Well, you know, there used to be the old saying of win on Sunday, sell on Monday. And I think the cars on the track really got away from their manufacturer identity.
Oh, absolutely.
You look at these cars, this next gen car, they really bring the manufacturer identity back. And I think that's what's very important because, look, we know if we don't keep these three major manufacturers or even potentially bring in a fourth manufacturer, you know, feeling strong about the sport, then that's not a good thing for the overall health of the sport.
No, absolutely not. And these cars absolutely, I think, brought back that identity. They look great. They have some technology that, look, traditional NASCAR fans, they're not happy. For some reason, fans are upset about lug nuts. I don't understand why a fan gives a flying poop about the lug nuts, but they're mad about the one lug nut. It doesn't matter.
Brendan, there are people in this world that ain't happy unless they ain't happy. And there are people who are going to complain about everything no matter what. And guess what? They'll get used to it.
And look, it makes it for a better deal. It's not going to hurt the pit stop. They're still going to do the jack man. They didn't do hydraulic jacks and all that. It's still our regular pit stop. I love that part of it, and I love the independent rear suspension. That, look, if you drive these cars, they don't have a truck rear end in them anymore. They are all independent rear suspensions. That's what your Camry at home has that. So it does go back to sell on Monday or race on Sunday, sell on Monday. It goes back to that. So I like it. I think it was a good move. The car's pretty, and kudos to NASCAR. Gave us an extra year to work on it, and I think it's going to come out of the box very strong. Well, welcome back into Gone Racing. Mr. Jeff Motley joining us via Skype over in Sonoma at the beautiful – what is it called now? What do you call that racetrack now?
Sonoma Raceway.
Is it Sonoma Raceway now? Okay. It went through so many names. Yeah. I still call it Sears Point. I don't know.
Well, it's at Sears Point, actually. Sears Point is the location in California. It's actually not in the town of Sonoma. It's about 8 miles away, but it's in Sonoma County in a little area called Sears Point.
Okay. See, that's why I always still called it Sears Point. But Mr. Motley there, I'm in studio right now, and we are going to break down the Bushy McBush Race 400. And as we started at the top of the show, Kyle Busch did win the Bushy McBush Race. We have so many great puns that we are going through right now. That we were starting with last weekend, and we're able to continue those through. Let's look at some of the odds, though, that of what Kyle Busch paid. Jeff Motley, another double-digit winner on the season. Kyle Busch, 12-1. The pit crew picked him to win the race, and look, there he is. Kyle Busch, 12-1, almost too hard to pass up. They didn't. They won it. Top three was 325, and Group B was plus 260. He was a head-to-head with Chase Elliott at a minus 110 and a minus 135 for Harvick. But way to go, Joe Gibbs Racing, you know, the fourth win this season, Penske and them. But, wow, way to go, Kyle Busch. I mean, that was a heck of a way to get that W.
It was. You know, one thing I want to point out, this is the second consecutive week that the second-place finisher was also in the race was also the second-place finisher in Group B. So yeah. How about that? I mean, because I think you and I both picked Kevin Harvick in Group B, and he ends up finishing second in the race. That's usually pretty good to win your group, but Kyle Busch happened to be in Group B. But I tell you, you look at that entire top 10 there, you know, Kevin Harvick finally getting a good bounce-back race. I mean, probably the best run he's had all year. Another solid run from Matt DiBenedetto, who now just seems to be doing it every week. Another top 10 down there for William Byron. Tyler Reddick and Austin Dillon both putting the Childress cars in there. And, hey, Chris Buescher, how about that run for him, a top 10? So I love seeing some of those newer, different names creeping in there at the bottom of that top 10.
And look at those top three returns. Plus 325 for Kyle, 260 for Kevin, and 240 for Brad Keselowski. Those were great returns on a top three, which, you know, we normally don't get. Normally there's somebody with a plus 100 in there somewhere, you know, and that is great returns. And William Byron, you are right. What have I told you? William Byron, I am on that bandwagon. I am no longer saying that, you know, these simulators don't work. Byron proving me wrong week in, week out. Another great run. We talked about the Childress cars. I said I wasn't high on them for a top three, but we were high on them in their groups. We were high on them to have good runs. There they are, 7th and 10th. So, I mean, and Chris Buescher's day almost ended up awful. That was I was not very happy with the way that was playing out. We're not going to get into that. We're going to talk about betting, but Chris Buescher with a great comeback to get eighth on that one. That was a great run for him. He needed it.
Well, and obviously we don't have to get into, you know, his staying out, but you know, Kyle Larson, let's not forget about him. I mean, he was so dominant all day long. And those late caution flags really just kind of did him in. He's such a good guy on restarts. I was really surprised. Like, he made the fateful mistake when he decided to take the outside line on that first restart after the long green flag run. And he never recovered from that.
No, and in the end, you know, him, Kyle Larson and Ryan Blaney, they both were pushing each other, you know, trying to get a good start, and it was hell of a race, though, to watch as a fan. But Blaney, and it ended up with a bad day for Denny Hamlin, who recovered to 12th, but those guys all got tangled up in the end. Let's look at our groups, Jeff. We had Martin Truex Jr. won Group A at plus 275. He came home sixth place with Kyle, like you said, Kyle, Denny, and Ryan Blaney right there having all those problems. Group B, Kyle Busch won. But once again, second place, Kevin Harvick, he finishes second. He doesn't win Group B. Brad Keselowski, third. How about that? Hold on. Group B had first, second, and third all in Group B. And Chase Elliott, fifth.
And fifth, yeah. I think, right?
Yeah, Group B was all third, top fifth. Five. I mean,
first,
man.
Second, third, fifth.
Wow. Woo, that was a hell of a group right there. Group C, William Byron coming in with that ninth place finish, wins that group at plus 265. What do we got? Group D, Matty D. I'll tell you what, man. I even texted you, Jeff. I thought I had Matt DiBenedetto for a top three, and I was so pissed off. He was 3 inches from finishing third, and Brad K edged him out. And I texted you and said, did I have Matt DiBenedetto for a third? And you went, no. I said, okay, never mind. But Matty D beat Austin Dillon and Tyler Larrick, who both had top tens. So, I mean, another really tough group there. Kurt Busch, the only one that didn't really talk about him all day. He ended up 15th. Group E, Ryan Newman. With one wins Group E with a plus 290. He was one of the dogs there. Newman with a 16th place run. Ran up front for a little bit. You know, didn't have a bad day. Just that was good enough for that. And then Chris Buescher with Group F. I mean, the favorite in Group F, 260. Comes home with a top 10. Gets the W there. Ross Chastain, Ryan Preece, Daniel Suarez in that group. Daniel Suarez was running good for a little bit too. I think he got hurt by that by the tire thing where they you know, stayed out. Couldn't recover from it. So not bad day for those guys. Motley, how many races we had?
I believe we've run, what, 12? 11? 12?
I think we've run 11 races, Jeff. How many winners have we had?
11 races. 10.
How many winners? What was that?
10.
Was this another first-time winner this season?
It was.
You sure about that? Wait, look, we have it up here. Oh, hey, look.
Yeah, what's your point? Hey, look, when we get to 16, I'll say you're right. I'm just saying, look, we are getting pretty close. Now, look, Chase Elliott's going to win. Denny Hamlin's going to win. And I think Harvick's going to win.
So you're coming down the pipe saying 13.
I'll say 13. There will be a 14. No, I think 14 because I think there's somebody that I'm not thinking of or that we're not thinking of that's going to win. But I think we're ending at 14.
Look, I look at those deals. Matt DiBenedetto is finally on the run that we thought he was going to have this year. He's come from 30th in points all the way into the playoffs at 16 at that cutoff line. But Matty D is going to win this year. Austin Dillon, I think, is still going to win this year. Kevin Harvick is still going to win. And we all know Denny Hamlin is going to win this year. So there are Denny, Chase, Kevin are three guys. I think you're going to get Austin and Matt. There's 15. And then if you look just outside the playoffs, you've got a Kurt Busch sitting there who won last season, a Tyler Reddick who is primed and running really well to possibly get one, and you still have the road course races to go where you could get a surprise winner. We've got a Daytona race still to go that you could get a surprise winner. I'm telling you, I think we get there. I still think we can.
Well, you know, and if this season isn't wacky enough, we've had three of the four Joe Gibbs cars now win. But the guy who's been the best
and who's leading points
all year long has yet to find his victory lane.
The guy that's leading points has 480 points. So he's not first on the sheet.
Almost 100 clear of the field.
And the second place guy is Martin Truex with 394. But Denny Hamlin is 11th in points. And Martin Truex is number one because the two wins. I mean, That's amazing. Denny Hamlin, the year he's having. And he, listen, he could have had another 10. He could have 490 points in there had he just finished where he was running. So, I mean, that they're have Joe Gibbs having a strong. How about that? Joe Gibbs has four wins on the season, three of their four drivers. Denny Hamlin, points leader, haven't won. Rick Hendrick, the resurgence they're having. Three of their four teams have won. But who hasn't? The reigning champion, Chase Elliott. The team that was their best, you know, team the last year, 2 years. So a lot of cool storylines this season in NASCAR. And it's making it difficult for us bettors. I mean, to pick the race winner, for the pit crew to pick another, what is that? I think that was 9 out of 11 races we've had double-digit winners this year. Maybe even 10 out of 11 races.
It's 10 out of 11.
So do I. So, I mean, we've had 10 out of 11 races, double-digit winners, and here we go. I mean, we are making some money on guys that are trying to, you know, cash tickets on race winners. If you get them, a la the pit crew, you end up with a hell of a return on those things.
You know, you're exactly right, and I think we're going to look at the odds coming up pretty soon for this week's race at Darlington, and I tell you, I think you're going to see a couple of double-digit ones that could easily come in again this week.
Well, hey, you put the segue there. You know, here's the upcoming races. We got Darlington, Dover, Circuit of the Americas. So excited about that. Charlotte Motor Speedway, and then where you're at, Sonoma. You'll be on the road a bunch of these races. You're going to be at Circuit of the Americas. You're going to be at Sonoma. You'll probably be at Charlotte too. So I think I'm going to have the studio here. No, you're not going to Charlotte?
No, I won't be in Charlotte, but I'll be in Sonoma for 2 weeks. I'm coming straight from Circuit of the Americas to Sonoma to get ready for this race.
And I figured I'm going to have the nice confines to myself here at the VSiN studio for a while. So
I'll be with you. I'll be with you next week, but the next 3 weeks after that, you guys will be getting me in this little box.
Well, it doesn't matter where we're at. We can do our jobs. We're getting better at it, and we even made it on time. I'm just saying, he was here. He counted. Let's go into the odds though to win this race since we were talking about it. You know, Motley, look, Darlington, when we came back from the pandemic, of course, we started at Darlington. And can you believe it was almost a year ago now that do you remember the doomsday prophecies that came? We're going to go to Darlington, have no practice, go off into turn one. Oh, my God, it's going to be chaos. Race car
these
drivers, we're good.
These guys are professionals.
It's what we do. I mean, and we've learned that we can do it every week since. And it looks good. But the one thing about Darlington, there are people that do well there. And I don't care what I'm rephrase that. Sorry. William Byron, Alex Bowman. I'm not betting against them. But there are guys there that normally do really well. Kevin Harvick, 15 top 10 races and 26 races there. I mean, do you know how tough it is at Darlington? Jeff, Darlington is so, so tough. He's got a top 10. Over almost 70% of the time, he's in the top 10. Look at Denny Hamlin. 17 races, 13 top 10s. Dear goodness.
Well, those are guys that manage the race. And, you know, I know we hear the cliche all the time that sometimes you have to race the racetrack and not race each other. But if there's ever a racetrack that you've got to make sure that you are racing the track, it's Darlington.
No, I remember the first time I went there, Shane Wilson, we had a test day. We actually put wood in the door frame because they were sure I was going to be striping the wall every 2 seconds. I finished third that day, but I'll never forget it to this day. Shane Wilson, I was about to pass Robert Presley and Bobby Hamilton for the lead. Shane screamed at me and said, "No, stay where you're at." And we faded back and we went forward, and in the end we finished third. I mean, this track is so much fun. And then we have some facts on the egg-shaped track that is actually true. The track is egg-shaped because they would not relocate the pond at one end of the track, so they had to shape it differently to get it to make this track the way it is. When it was built, turn one that we know now was turn three. They flip-flopped the start-finish line. And how about another fun fact for this, Jeff? Goodyear 400. Do you know this is the first race that Goodyear has ever actually sponsored in NASCAR?
Well, you know, it was interesting seeing the name of the race this weekend. And I'm like, I don't ever remember Goodyear's name being on a race. So, no, I did not know they'd never done it. but I knew I hadn't seen it. And by the way, isn't it kind of a cool logo? Doesn't it look a little bit like the Welcome to Las Vegas sign?
It does look like the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. It's got the and it's a four. It's four. Wait, should be three. There's only two turns there. Come on, let make that. But anyway, we could talk about Pocono there all day. But no, Goodyear 400, really cool. Goodyear sponsor in the race. First time they've ever done that. So it, Darlington though, one that we love, Jeff. I have always been enamored with the place since the first time I drove in there, way before the days of Thunder starring Tom Cruise, which they had to throw
Brendan,
that fact
in find
there.
Brendan, do you find a little bit of irony that the first race ever that Goodyear is going to sponsor is the track that is the hardest
on tires? That is very ironic,
I mean,
right
if
there.
If you think about it, they're going to be changing tires. I mean, if there's a caution every three laps, they're coming in for tires after running three green flag laps.
Listen, when we used to have to push around from the front straightaway to the back straightaway to start for qualifying, the crew chiefs complained that they were wearing out their tires for qualifying, pushing them around the track. I mean, that place is so abrasive on tires, which is why we drivers love it. It's so much fun, and why the fans love it, because we're up there pounding the wall every lap. So it's...
And for people that don't understand this, Darlington is located in South Carolina. It's about an hour from the beach, from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And the sand and the salty air just wreaks havoc on speedways and asphalt. And the reason we don't have that problem so much at Daytona is because we really don't get to the speeds that we're pushing the tires, whereas on a 1.3-mile track at Darlington, you are really, really putting a lot of stress on the tires every time you go into the turns.
No, and that place, let me tell you something. Buddy Baker, my first race there with Penske, we were so bad. I hit the wall like 13 times, and I'll never forget Buddy Baker, and God rest him, anybody, old school race fan. I know we're not talking gambling yet, but he had that. Remember that high-pitched voice Buddy had?
And Buddy Baker.
He come on the radio and says, "Hey, man, why don't you give that wall a break for a few laps, would you?" I'm like, "Buddy, I promise. I'm trying, man. I swear." We were so bad, we changed camber on a pit stop. We came in, popped the hood, put camber shims in, and sent me back out. It was that bad, my first race for Penske there. Oh, it hurt bad. It hurt bad, Joe Bob. But, you know, it is such a fun racetrack, and it is so abrasive on tires that you will see three laps. So Goodyear, kudos to them. What a great race for them to start sponsoring. You come out with the Goodyear 400 on the track that absolutely is going to chew up Goodyears. And Motley, how come you didn't come up with that? You're supposed to be the marketing, you know, guru type guys. Where were you?
Well, because we have a wonderful partner in the South Point that sponsors our race. And so why would we want Goodyear when we can have the South Point, which is hosting our show?
Well, he's got a point there. I mean, everybody behind the glass right here at the VSiN studio kind of going, yeah, that does make sense. So, all right. Well, I still think it's brilliant that Goodyear's doing it there. It's going to be great. We have not got to the odds. We've been able to get the Bushy McBush. I don't know if I hit the over-under on the number of bushes we were going to give in this first segment, but we tried hard to get them, and hopefully I made the over because I bet the over. So we'll be back, talk about the Goodyear 400 at Darlington. No more Bushy McBush race. And we'll be back in a minute on Gone Racing.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Gone Racing. Brendan Gaughan in studio with you here. Jeff Motley doing this remotely from the lovely Sonoma Raceway out there in California. And Mr. Motley, let's jump right into the odds here of the Goodyear 400. And look who's at the top of the standings again. Kyle Larson is your favorite at plus 400. No surprise, Denny Hamlin is right behind him at plus 600. Little surprise, Kevin Harvick is plus 700. Martin Truex Jr., 750. Kyle Busch, 800. Brad Kay, plus 900. Then you get to double digits. Chase Elliott, 10-1. Joey Logano, 14. William Byron, 16. Ryan Blaney, 20, with Alex Bowman right there with him. Christopher Bell, 25. Kurt Busch, 35. Matty D, Tyler Reddick at 40. Austin Dillon, 50. Eric Almirola, Eric Jones at 81. And Chris Buescher rounds out 101. Cole Custer, 125. But Motley, Kyle Larson. I mean, we kind of talked last week about betting the don't line on him, and we were looking like we were going to get egg on our face, and then at the end, if you'd done the don't line on him, you'd have been getting paid a lot. But, you know, plus 400 to win this race, it's so volatile with Kyle. The problem is he's going to run that high line so high, it's so volatile.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and he's never won there. So, to me, a guy that's never won at Darlington, that says a lot to make him the odds-on favorite. And you talk about him running the high line, and there's two guys in this race – who could be heroes, who could be zeros, and that's Kyle Larson and Tyler Reddick. Two guys who love to run the high line, which is going to be great to get around Darlington unless you get too high. And if you get too high, that can be disaster.
Never good to get too high. but here's why Kyle Larson is the favorite. He's got six races there. Five of them are top 10 races. So he was not there last year, remember, when we returned for the doubleheaders. He's second in the last race there in 2019, third in 2018, third in 2016, 10th in 2015. So, I mean, average finish is 6.7 in all, and you know, in all his races are 8, 10, 3, 14, 3, and 2. Led, and how about this, Jeff? 40 laps led, 124 laps led, 284 laps led, and 44 laps led. That's why he's the favorite.
Well, and by your thinking, if you look down the list, there's a guy sitting there at 80-1. He's made six starts, and he's got six top tens.
Ooh, and a win. Oh, hey.
And a win.
Yeah, Eric Jones has won there. That's right. Holy cow, 80-1. Yeah, but I mean, now, that was with Joe Gibbs Racing.
I know it's not in as good a car, but he knows his way around there and knows how to manage that racetrack. And look, you know you can win Darlington without having the best car.
Absolutely. And he was fifth and fourth in the two races there last year. When they came out of the doubleheader, he was eighth, fifth, and fourth. So that I didn't think about Eric Jones at 80-1. That's not a bad number for a guy that does know how to get around that place. And you mentioned Tyler Reddick. Not a lot of, you know, starts. You don't have a huge history of Tyler Reddick at this place. But Tyler Reddick, you know, does run very good here. This is the type of place, like you said, him and Kyle Larson do a great job. He's got three races here, one top 10, all of them last year, but he came out with from the pandemic seventh right off the bat. So these are guys that can run well here and big numbers on them. But do you think we can bet them to win is the question. That's the problem. Bet them to win.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I mean, but if you're going to take a flyer, you know, you want to put a couple bucks down to potentially win some serious money. You know, you're not out a whole lot to bet some of those odds.
No, you're not. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, betting to win is so tough. That's what Kyle Larson plus 400. Sure. Erik Jones, 80-1 sounds great because of his history there, but this race team is not as good as the race team he was on. So, you know, I'd be more apt to maybe jumping on a top three bet with him, but not the race to win. But what about Matty D? That's one. He's been running so good. And remember, when you look at Matt's stats, you normally go back and you say, oh, there's those bad years. And then look what he's been doing lately. Matt DiBenedetto, when he came out of the pandemic, you know, he was eighth when he was at Levine Family in 2019, 14th, 9th, and 21st, had a bad day in the last one there. But I don't know. I mean, is it worth jumping on the Matt DiBenedetto? He's been so close. Those Penske teams are so good right now.
Well, I think the great thing with him is those odds are so high. If you want to make a $5 bet, I mean, what are you losing?
Yeah, you're not losing the whole
beer. You're going to bet a beer, basically?
I mean, come on. But with a great return. You're betting a beer. You bet $5 on Matt DiBenedetto, you're going to get $200 back. So, I mean, exactly. That's not a bad hit there. And I think he does have a real shot. And there's a guy like Christopher Bell. We didn't even mention 25-1. We just kind of blew right by him. Or the William Byron that I've been so high on, 9 top 10s in a row right now. So, I don't know. There's some guys right there that sound pretty good. But I think we'll talk more about them when we get to top threes when we come back in the next segment on Gone Racing. Alrighty, welcome back to Gone Racing. Brennan Gaughan, Jeff Motley coming at you with the Goodyear 400 from Darlington Raceway. Jeff, we're jumping right into top threes. We just finished the odds to win where we said it might be a little difficult to bet a couple guys to win, but I do like them in this top three. And we'll go right off the bat. Kyle Larson is not a negative number. He's plus 130, so still a plus return line on Kyle Larson, top three. Denny Hamlin, 170. Kevin Harvick, 200. Martin Truex Jr., 210. Kyle Busch, 230. Then you got Brad Kay at 260. Chase Elliott, 280. Joey Logano plus 375, William Byron 450, Ryan Blaney plus 550, Alex Bowman Bowman's been bet down to plus 500. That's why it looks so weird on my sheet. So they're betting Alex Bowman on the top three line there. Christopher Bell plus 650, Kurt Busch plus 900. Then you jump on to Matty D at 12-1, which I like. Tyler Reddick 16-1, which I like. Austin Dillon's there at 16 with Eric Almirola. Erik Jones and Chris Buescher, 25, and Cole Custer round out that first page at 25-1. Jeff, Erik Jones, we just talked, six races, six top tens.
And four top fives.
And four top fives. I mean,
and a win.
I like that a lot, along with the Tyler Reddick, if you're going on the, hey, Tyler's been running so well lately, how well he ran last week, those places, Matty D. There's a lot of guys here that I'm struggling to look at to say, man, there's a lot of guys. I mean, William Byron, his last race was fifth in the playoffs last year. There he is at plus 450 for a top three. Kyle Busch, he's plus 230. He's coming off the win. Do we jump on the Busch bandwagon or do we go with the, there's no practice this week, I'm off the Busch bandwagon talk?
Well, I think Kyle definitely has gotten his confidence going. You love to talk about momentum, and I think momentum plays into it. And let's think about this. Okay, yes, Kyle Larson had the best car all day long at Darlington. But really, Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin were right there neck and neck for the second and third best cars. So it wasn't like Kyle Busch just backed into being there to win. I mean, and he made a heck of a restart, actually a lot of really good restarts there toward the end of the race. So he's certainly a guy I think that can win this race.
No, absolutely. But how about Kevin Harvick? plus 200. Here's a guy, Jeff, I've raced Darlington. This is the most impressive thing I've ever seen looking at a stat line. Kevin Harvick, last 10 races, average finish 3.5. Nine top fives in the last 10 races. I don't know. I didn't think that would be actually humanly possible. Kevin Harvick is that. That's very. I mean, plus 200. Is it worth? How do you bet against that? I don't care how he's been doing lately.
Kevin knows how to manage a race.
So does Rodney. And so does Rodney.
And so does his crew chief Rodney Childers. There's no question. And like we've talked about, with the exception maybe of the road courses, which are a different animal, managing the race is everything at Darlington.
I really like, even the plus 200, I like that number on Kevin Harvick. But I do like a Matty D or a Tyler Reddick down there at 12 and 16-1. I do like a William Byron at plus 450. So there's quite a few of those top threes that I am drawn to when we talk top threes. Jeff, let's jump into the head-to-head matchups. A lot of fun in the head-to-heads and some huge negative numbers out here in the head-to-head matchups. I mean, when I look at these, it immediately, the first thing I see, how about Kyle Larson minus 165 against Brad Keselowski's 145. Brad's got five top fives in the last 10 races and a win. I mean,
well, you and I talked in the last week before we went to Kansas about how Kyle Larson had all these negative numbers. And if you want to bet the don't line on Kyle Larson, you could win some big money if Kyle Larson doesn't have a good run. Well, Kyle Larson dominates the entire day, but at the end,
doesn't have a good
run. Don't line,
there you go,
would have won you a lot of money. So do you want to run that risk here? I mean, when you look at that, 145 on Keselowski, 130 on Kyle Busch, 120 on Martin Truex Jr., and 110 on Denny Hamlin. Bet the don't line on Kyle Larson, and he has trouble. And what did we talk about? He loves to run that high line, meaning he's running closer to that wall than anybody else. Disaster strikes, you're rolling in the money.
I can't go against that. I do like Kyle Larson. I do think he can do great. But like you said, one mistake, one move the wrong way, and that hurts him, and you can have a whole lot of pay. I mean, plus one. And you got him with guys like Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex, and Denny Hamlin. It's not like you got those a return and a head in a 50-50 matchup. You're not doing that against Tyler Reddick and Matt DiBenedetto. You got Martin, Kyle, Brad, and Denny. I mean, those are great return numbers there. I do like that a lot.
And we have hardly even mentioned Denny Hamlin when it comes to Darlington, and he's tied with Kevin Harvick for the most wins among active drivers with three. So, you know, let's not sleep on Denny Hamlin here.
No, two of those in the last 10 races, seven top 10s, six top fives. You know, he won the second half of the doubleheader last year after the pandemic, won that one. I mean, Denny Hamlin, no slouch, leading the points, and it's not like he has to win the race, which he hasn't been able to do this year. All he's got to do is beat the guy. You know, I look at that and say, those are huge returns if you bet the don't line on him. I also look down and I see, you know, a bunch of others out there that say, wow, Denny Hamlin minus 140 to Kyle Busch is plus 120. I mean, we just talked about Kyle and being on a momentum kick. Well, if you believe that, there's a plus 120 line head to head. Can he keep it going?
Yeah, Kyle against two of his teammates on a plus line, the 120 against Hamlin's 140 and a plus 110 on Truex's minus 130. But we're talking about the guy with the momentum. So I think there's certainly some reason for putting some love on Kyle Busch there.
Well, and I like the Kyle Busch, Martin Truex better than I like the Denny Hamlin, because Martin Truex not as good at this place as he is at others. Five top fives in the last 10 races, only one top, or sorry, five top 10s, only one top five. So,
and that's really surprising to me, because Truex to me is a race manager. I mean, he does know how to take care of his equipment. So I'm really surprised that Truex hasn't had more success at Darlington.
I mean, he doesn't do bad there. He's got 17 total races, eight top 10s, but nothing like what Kyle Busch and some of these other guys have. So I don't know. Interesting there. You know, Jeff, let's jump in real quick so we can get into the groups and kind of finish those up in the last segment here. And Group A, interesting lineup in Group A. Kyle Larson, plus 225. Denny Hamlin, 255. Martin Truex Jr., 295. Kyle Busch at plus 325. Heck of a number for a four-man race with Kyle Busch there with momentum.
It is. And, you know, Group A has kind of been the jinxed group over the last couple of weeks because it's been Group B that seems to be where the winners of the race has been coming out of. But I'm going to tell you, when I know he hasn't won yet this year, but when I can get Denny Hamlin in a group and Denny Hamlin is not the and he's not the favorite, I really like that.
I do like that. I do like the 255 because Kyle Larson, everybody's going to be on Larson. One mistake and Larson's out, and 255 on him is good. Kyle Busch, 325, not enough. I was on him last week because the truck race. Now I'm on the wait and hold again because no truck race. But all right, we'll finish the groups when we come back on Gone Racing. We'll see you in a minute, guys.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check us out at VSiN.com/subscribe. There are also a number of other ways for you to watch us. Here at VSiN is available on Fubo and Sling. We've also partnered with iHeartMedia. You can access all the VSiN content on Alexa devices. For all the ways to watch, listen and go to VSiN.com/subscribe today. And I still get mad. I don't care if Mr. Musburger gets mad at me. The whole point spread weekly thing is costing us money. Y'all are getting to be too good of bettors. We have way too many smart people, not counting this show, that give you advice on what to do, on how to bet your money. Back into Gone Racing, Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan, the B team of the VSiN group. we are more related to any of the sports these guys talk than probably any of the other hosts. I mean, I'm just saying, we should be the A team.
I'm with you. Absolutely, we're the A team. We could talk about anything. If we had to do a football show, we could do it.
I played football too. See, we're good. We got it. I could have coached football.
You were a kicker. Does that count?
Wow. Dude. Hey, viewers, listeners, can anybody pull that thing out of my back right there? It's pretty big.
Hey, you know what?
Out of my back.
You know, our old buddy Mike Kofor, you know, he's a buddy of mine, and you know Mike Kofor.
Yep.
He won the Super Bowl as a kicker for the 49ers. So if Mike's listening, I'm sure I'll get a text from him.
I hope you text him and be mean and rotten. All right, we're jumping back into the Darlington groups for the Goodyear 400, and we're going to start right off Group B. Group B is Brad Keselowski, Kevin Harvick, and Chase Elliott, all co-favorites at plus 265. Joey Logano, plus 290. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right. So, Jeff, pretty evenly matched.
We know the winner's coming out of Group B because it seems to be happening every week, right?
So this will be the race winner group. So if you're picking somebody out of this group, then look, Brad.
If you want to pick top threes, pick them out of this group because that's what seems to be happening.
It does seem to be happening a lot right now. And how about Joey Logano as the dog here? I mean, look, four top fives in the last 10 races, five top tens. I don't see why that's the dog. Third in the playoff race here last year, sixth in the second half of the doubleheader. Got a couple seconds in there. That's a decent return on a Joey Logano. And look, Kevin Harvick hasn't been that strong lately. Brad Kay has, but that's his teammate. And Chase Elliott, definitely not the Chase Elliott of last. You know, he is the weakest of the Hendrick cars at the moment, if you're really going to talk about it. So only one that hasn't won. That's not a bad number on Joey Logano.
No, it's not a bad number at all. But when you were talking about those statistics on Kevin Harvick, and I know he's kind of struggled a little bit this year, but they did figure it out a little bit last week. Well, you get Kevin Harvick in a Group B. Ooh, that's a pretty good number there.
That is a good number. I still think 265, good number for Harvick. I don't disagree. Jump into Group C, William Byron, Alex Bowman, Christopher Bell, all co-favorites at 250, and Ryan Blaney at 355. So Ryan Blaney, 355. Hold on, timeout. Let me look at a little Ryan Blaney action here. Ooh, there's a reason for it. Eight races, average finish of 20th, no top 10s. Best finish of 13th.
Certainly not a track for some reason that has been very good to him. I'm not really sure why. You know, his teammates have been pretty good there. I mean, Brad's been strong there. Joey's been decent there. So somehow this track just doesn't suit Blaney's driving style. But look, this might be the week he turns it around. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you never can tell. But that just that is pretty bad for Blaney. He's normally good at most places. So that surprises me. Christopher Bell there has an 11th place finish there. That's his best at the doubleheader last year. Once again, it's hard for me to go off of William Byron, Alex Bowman. They're my favorites most of the time I go anywhere. William Byron, to me, is the favorite in that group, and I like William Byron at 250. That's where I'd be heading. Group D, Kurt Busch plus 265. Tyler Reddick there with him is co-favorite. Austin Dillon, 270. And Matty D, 285. I like the hot hand. I like Matt DiBenedetto in that. That just he's the dog, but and stats, once again, stats. I can't look at his stats because they don't show the caliber team he's on now, even though he's got two top tens there. But he is the hot hand to me. He has been running the best out of anybody in that group.
Well, he is, but boy, that group just frightens me, partly because number one, Kurt Busch is consistent at Darlington. I know he's been struggling a little bit this year. This has got to be a track that he's going to feeling good about himself, that this is a place he can bounce back. You talked about Matty D and the hot hand, and those two Childress cars seem to get better and better every week, and this is a kind of track that it just sort of is just sitting there for Tyler Reddick to grab hold of.
It is.
Tough group.
And Kurt Busch, you know, if you look at his last five, 6th, 7th, 3rd, 15th, and 8th, even led a couple laps in a few of those races. So Kurt Busch does do well there. I don't disagree with the Kurt Busch. I either like the favorite or I like the dog, and Tyler Reddick is kind of like the hey, you know, he's the outlier that can be your wild card in that group, so to speak. Group E, we go down. We got Eric Almirola as a favorite at 240. Ryan Newman, Eric Jones tied at 280. And Daniel Suarez, 290. God, that team has been running so good, Jeff, the track house team of Daniel Suarez, but they don't finish the deal yet.
No, they don't. And you give me a Group E and a guy that's not a favorite who's got six top tens and the only six starts he's ever made there. Ooh. I don't care who he's driving for. I'm taking him until somebody else proves that they're going to outrun him in that group.
Yeah, I mean, we talked.
That's Eric Jones.
Yeah, no, I was going to say we talked earlier about Eric Jones. You know, six races, six top tens, five top fives and a win. That to me shows, I don't care the equipment you're in, that shows to me, like you said, you know how to manage tires. I don't know how he's the dog in that group. Eric Almirola, that, yeah, sure, they're running okay. And Eric Almirola at this track, two top tens, average finish 16. But that Eric Jones, I'm that's my pick of the week. If I had a lock of the week on this show, I'd call that Eric Jones in Group E. Group F, we start with it is our Ron Flatter group, and Ron Flatter, of course, all the love this week. It was Kentucky Derby last week, so Ron Flatter, that's his wheelhouse right there. And so we got to give Ron a little love. And Chris Buescher's in our group. So Ross Chastain, the favorite, surprisingly to me, at plus 260. And then Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. all at plus 275. Chris Buescher running pretty darn good.
I'm going to tell you, I've been riding the Buescher train, and I'm not ready to hop off of it yet. And, hey, look, I got a win with Chris Buescher last week in our picks. I'm sticking with Chris Buescher.
Yeah, I'm just looking at average finishes of all these guys. They're all very similar. Ross, 28, 25, 23, 20. So they're all in the same realm of their average finishes. It's tough for me to pick one there, but you're right. Chris Buescher is the train that you've been running lately, getting wins on, cashing tickets on. So I do like your Chris Buescher pick there in that Group F, though. I would probably jump on the Ron Flatter special with Chris Buescher there. And, of course, our new last bet that we talk about, Mr. Motley, the team wins. Season, we have Joe Gibbs with 4, Hendrick with 3, Penske with 3, and, of course, Michael McDowell started the season with the 1 down there in the field. But Gibbs, plus 185, Hendrick Motorsports, 200, Team Penske, 450, Stuart Haas, plus 600. That number is creeping smaller now that Kevin Harvick is running better. RCR, 20 to run, Chip Ganassi, 30, Roush Fenway Racing, 60, JTG Doherty at 80, and, of course, the field at 14-1. I don't see a field bet for me here, Motley, but I do see a reason to jump on that Stuart Haas at plus 600, maybe. If you're going to get away from the three favorite teams, I wouldn't be afraid of a Kevin Harvick plus 600. That's not bad.
No, that's not bad. Any other team you mentioned, Matt DiBenedetto certainly falls in there and would be a candidate, but I find it a little bit interesting that the favorite of the race, his race team, is not the favorite race team. So with Larson being the favorite, but Gibbs got 4 strong cars, but so does Hendrick. They're both very strong, and I think all 8 of those drivers are capable of winning this race.
All right, well, let's go and talk about how we did last week before we make our picks. And, of course, this will end up being Karina's last week because the pit crew absolutely stomped us last week, coming from the trunk to the front for the season, 6.1 to the positive. Motley, 4.5. I was leading early, and now I am in the tail at plus 3.75. But the good news is you've been betting with us. You're in the positive all season long. How about that weekly total, 17.45 for the pit crew? They won with Kyle Busch. They won with Kyle Busch.
4 out of 5.
Yeah, no, that was strong.
4 out of 5.
We had good days. I had a plus 1.4. You had a plus 0.75. We were all positives, but the pit crew crushing it last week. So with no further ado, then, we always go last to worst, so the pit crew will end it. Mr. Motley, throw me your picks, my friend, for this week.
Well, I am going to go in the groups with all of my picks this week. So I'm going to start in Group A, Denny Hamlin. I'm taking him because he's not the favorite and he's so good here. I'm going Kevin Harvick in Group B. I'm going William Byron in Group C. I'm going with that Eric Jones play in Group E, and I'm riding my man Chris Buescher in Group F. So all my picks in the groups.
All right, going group heavy this week. Nothing wrong with that. I did finish 2nd last week, so at least I was positive, but the crushing that the former producer of the show, Karina, had. Watch next week. She's not going to be with us, and it's going to make us look like we fired her. So I'm starting with the top threes. I got 2 in the top threes just because I do like one of the favorites. I got Kevin Harvick at plus 200, and I'm going to ride the hot hand of that Matt DiBenedetto, 12-1, going for my long shot there. Bring it home for me, Matty D. Then I'm jumping in the groups, and I'm going right to Group C and D right off the bat. William Byron at plus 250. I've been talking about William Byron being so strong. And then Matt DiBenedetto, plus 285. I'm double dipping there with Matty D. I think he can do well on that. And then I'm going to Group E. You said it, Eric Jones. A guy that's run so well there, I don't care that they're not as good as they used to be, or he's not on a team that's as good as he used to have. I like that right there. Now let's get to the Pit Crew. If you want the hot hand, we believe in momentum. Pit Crew has it. They're going off with Denny Hamlin to win the race at plus 600, picking another race winner. Denny Hamlin to win Group B at plus 255. Kevin Harvick to win Group B at plus 265. Matty D joining me with Matty D in Group D at 285. And then they're going Kyle Busch over Kyle Larson plus 130. Interesting. We'll have some stuff to watch this weekend, Jeff. We're all over the board. So that's our show for today. What do you think, Molly? I think, can the Pit Crew do it again? And will Karina be back next week? That's the big question.
Well, that is a big question. Look forward to exciting racing at Darlington, and then we'll talk about Dover next week.
All right, man. Thank you guys for joining us. Have fun. Enjoy the Darlington Goodyear 400. We'll talk to you next week when we break this one down, and talk to you again on Gone Racing.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.